Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Four of the last five times Boston's been in Miami's building, they have won, coach.
And they won again. And it took them a little time to figure out some things in basketball, because I don't think old Joe Mazzulla is as quick on the uptake as his counterpart in this particular series. But we'll discuss, among other things, with Jason Goff. He's on Twitter at Jason1Goff. He is the Bulls pregame and postgame host on NBC Sports Chicago. He is host of the Ringer's popular podcast known as The Full Go, and he is here in studio. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Are any of us really on Twitter anymore?
Right? I'm not on as much.
No.
More so for, like, people, if they want to know I'm hosting this week, for example.
Yeah, of course. You drop your little nuggets there.
Yeah, but most people say they don't know. And so I'm just like, okay, I don't know where to announce that stuff anymore. Like,
I remember having a conversation, God rest his soul, with Jeff Dickerson a while ago. And I used to, I'd ask him about posting his stuff, his pieces to Twitter. And he was like, Jay, he goes, probably about 3 or 4% of the people who see those things, you know, click on them. And I'm like, yeah.
And also, most people aren't on Twitter.
Right. That's the other thing, too. Like, having to understand.
Like being a presidential candidate and realizing.
See? They're going to blame that on me, by the way.
100%.
Right here.
But social media is like, you know, you sit there. It used to have a sports bar kind of feel to it, where you knew you all were watching the same thing. But the other day I caught myself during I think it was the Hawks elimination game. And Trae Young at halftime wasn't playing well. But it was halftime for me, and the game had been over for 2 hours for everyone else. So I'm sitting there tweeting like, yeah, this Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young thing, like at some point you got to cut bait, this, that, the other. And then all the Atlanta people came after me. Oh, you didn't see what he just did. How could you say that after this game? Now, mind you, week and a half later, Trae Young to the Lakers, Trae Young here, Trae Young there. Mm-hmm. We can't win with Trae Young. And I'm like, all right, cool. But it's not the place that it used to be at all. And I'm being stalked by some young white woman. She keeps popping up on my posts. She keeps, and don't give me that those eyes, Layla.
I just want to hear the rest of this story.
I'm getting stalked by some young white lady who keeps asking me lewd and indecent questions every single time I tweet. And I'm sitting there like, ma'am, people can see this. You know, and then I hit the show more button, and then I keep it moving. But other than that, like, you know,
yeah, there's very often a
and then I hit accept on the picture on the airdrop, and then I keep it moving.
Thank you for liking my in-game Bears thought, right. You know, comely porn butt woman.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that this was the interaction that we had to have in this public space, but I hope that works out for you.
Right, just because I have a thought about nickel defense, right. And here comes porn butt woman.
Right. Also, I tried to.
Nate Davis really gets him going.
Oh, yeah. He's Russian not even porn here.
Russian porn bot is going to be a caller now, or a texter. It has to be.
I tried to report that, and they were like, it's not a violation of our policy. And I was like, so that's your policy now, huh?
That is going into a room where there are, like, baby seals smashing on a keyboard and calling it the tech company. Or the software management people over there at Twitter.
Yeah. So where are we going next? That's the question.
Going?
Yeah.
Off of social media. I can't wait. I have been cataloging a lot of all the things that I put on Facebook and all those. And I know it's the sites forever, right? But slowly but surely, I have been making sure that I've been backing things up. I can't wait.
You know where we're going?
I can't wait.
We're going to take a walk.
Man.
And we're going to read a book.
We're
going to
talk to our people that we love.
Yes.
You feel me?
And actually sit and read a book.
Man.
I was trying to.
I've been doing too much reading
on
screens. I got to get back to actually opening a book and paper wise. And I know everybody who knows me is sitting there like, yeah, you do have to open a book. But
I, right.
Like, I read everything on the screen now.
I know.
So,
yeah. I mean, that's how I do my research. So, yeah. Like,
that's it.
I'm always reading some article. And yeah. I will say, I still keep lists of like beat writers, and I do like a beat check every day.
Nice.
You know, where you like check each article or like headlines for respective writers.
You are a true professional, Layla.
No, seriously.
I appreciate it because it comes through. I appreciate it.
She does the work.
100%. Layla didn't, like, if anybody listening, you ain't got to say nothing about this. For anybody listening, Layla Rahimi has been grinding for, I've known you now for
we've known each other for at least like 6 or 7
years.
Yeah, it was a couple years into when I moved here.
Layla is the goods. Like, on top of being funny and, you know, great opinions and research, and having content and all that. But it comes through how much you put into the game. And I appreciate it. It's just like when we watch basketball, you can see when people are like, oh, okay, he's just naturally talented, or she's just naturally talented. And then you see the people who are naturally talented who work at a different level. So, you know, shout out to you for that.
Well, I appreciate
that. And now we can talk about Ja Morant's tweets.
You know what, though? It is funny because, like, we did want to talk to you about just, like, everything going on in the space that is, A, being a Bulls fan when you're watching other teams still make playoff runs. B, knowing how relatively close, like, July 1st is, for example.
Right.
See, knowing that, like, there's people who still want to talk about, like, if they could get a number 3 overall pick in this draft from Portland. D, then where's Dame go? Like, this is the time where, like, anything goes in a way, but, like, nothing goes.
Yeah. And it all kind of erupted over the last, 72 hours or something, 96 hours, however long the combine was ago. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's a weird basketball place to be in where everything's okay. So it's a great place
to
talk to
you. No, it's very much not.
I mean, it's okay to talk about
stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Like, every
topic
the
window
is
that we
okay.
Have. Yeah, yeah, everything's open.
Because, like, you can throw this stuff out there. Like, yesterday, Bulldog throwing out a hypothetical trade where it was Cameron Johnson. Yeah, Cameron Johnson. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Ben Simmons.
But you got to take Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And the flip side
for
was
who, Zach?
DeMar.
For DeMar?
And what? It was DeMar and something.
Yeah, Caruso?
Yeah, first of all, Caruso has been sought after from the moment he put a Bulls jersey on. Like, the Golden State Warriors were trying their hardest.
Lakers
last
should
year.
Never let him go.
No.
Lakers said it as soon as he
LeBron
was
said
gone.
It. Mm-hmm. LeBron said it.
And all the writers, too. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody was like, they're going to miss his defense. Uh-uh. And then it was 100% correct.
Well, look at the finals matchup that we're getting ready to have. Like, there's teams that take their cool off in the moments that they have to, and then there's teams that keep it on and they go home. Alex Caruso is a dude who understands what is necessary to win and also understands his talents.
Bringing in Tim Beckman. Huh? Whatever. No, but our motto is win.
No.
Whatever is necessary today.
That's not a bad motto. No, it's a bad acronym.
It's applicable, though, because how many times do you see teams not do exactly what we all mm-hmm. think they should do, but in the moment mm-hmm. they're kind of reflexively like like fatigue when you're doing any kind of workout,
hey,
right?
Look at this Eastern Conference series, because you can put this on coaching if you want, but exactly what you're talking about.
Well, he's overmatched.
It took him 2 games to figure out a zone defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were trying to dribble against a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, what you saw them do again was exactly what they coach you to do at the earliest levels of basketball. Be smart, be patient. There are weak spots in the zone. Mm. You can pass around it and through it, and then you shoot over it.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure those are good in-rhythm shots for your best shooters at the right times. And then it's a weak defense.
But we all know this, and professional players know this too. So in the moment, what's the disconnect? And the disconnect for me is watching, when you talk about the Celtics especially, you know, you got three dudes, and I talked about this with Geltzy on the pod today. You got three dudes who are in some kind of who's the man quandary at all times, right?
We know that well in this town.
Yeah, but you know what? They got three dudes with skins on the wall. That's different. When you've had a finals trip, you got defensive player of the year, you got a dude in Jaylen Brown who that Boston Celtics front office is getting ready to have to grapple with paying $50 million to at some point in the duration of that deal that he's getting ready to sign. So you got Marcus Smart, who possession to possession believes he's the man.
Yes.
Right? You got Jaylen Brown, who I always think is looking over at like, nobody knows I'm the man yet, but they think it kind of, and I know I am. And then you got Jason Tatum, who to me always has to ask himself at the sometimes the most opportune times, am I the man? And he answers it.
Fourth quarter.
He answers. Well, you look at his elimination game history, it's historic now. Like, look at his numbers in elimination games. And this is a dude who did it so quickly that we, David Duvall and Davis, loved him in terms of LeBron being Tiger and somebody needing to be that foil, right? Derek had that for a little bit, right? Jimmy's had it for a little bit.
David Duvall. I love that.
Jason Tatum was like 6 years old playing in an Eastern Conference semifinals, Eastern Conference semifinals against LeBron, and took him to the brink, dunked on him, all these things. People are like, uh-oh, here it comes. Number three pick, the guy that Philadelphia passed on, is finally turning into that dude.
He was going to be Derek for a while, don't forget.
That's everybody. What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it at such a young age that we're sitting here like, oh, I don't know about this guy. When is this going to happen? He's 25. He's been in the league for 7 years. He's 25 years old. So you got three guys trying to figure out who's the man, this, that, and the other, where they're doing it on the playoff stage in the finals, you know, last year. And now in a situation where they've played putrid basketball, you've got teams who can't even figure that on the ground level, which is the regular season to me. Like, all the regular season now is a build out to what your game's going to look like in the playoffs. And we have these big nights where it's like, okay, this player against this player, or this matchup against this matchup. But Steve Clifford last year put it so succinctly, and it's a way that when somebody says something, you're like, damn it, why didn't I think of that first?
Right.
He looks into a camera after this team gives up 120 points and says, hey, all of these are a build out for the playoffs. And at some point when we get to the playoffs, you're gonna rely on those, you know, that foundation that you built.
Look what Denver did with their offense. Look how much bad basketball Denver played in the regular season to figure out, and now they've realized, wait a second, we can invert our pick and roll rather than just having a sort of accident into this, that our Murray Jokic can become Jokic Murray, and then all of a sudden your best laid plans to defend it are out the window.
But they used to do that. That used to be like a way of life in the Western mm-hmm. Conference. Like, you knew Greg Popovich and those Spurs teams were not going to show you everything.
Right.
Like, you knew that. Right. And that was like just understood, like Mavericks, same deal back in the day. Like those guys, like we would talk about it. We'd be like, oh yeah, they're not going to show all their looks for the playoffs yet. Mm. But that conversation typically,
and you don't have them yet.
But that conversation typically happened after the All-Star break. You know, like that was something where you knew if you were matching up with these teams that they weren't going to show you everything. I think Kings back in the day would also be a part of that example.
Yeah,
they ran so much and so much of it was break. But
Denver too, like.
I agree with that statement, though. That has been a way of life that I think has come back around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, when we get into a bad spot, when we're down 8, how do we make sure it doesn't turn into down 13? And I think that's why what Miami did in the third game of that series, where they didn't quite get away enough, and then all of a sudden game 4 rolls around, and you're like, oh, okay, well, we figured something out. Well, you can't figure it out during those moments. And I think that's the problem that the Celtics have, is trying to figure it out during those moments. And let's face it, no matter how you feel about Ime Udoka, that dude challenged those dudes in that locker room with the power of Brad Stevens and said, hey, man, because Brad Stevens got empowered when him and Rajon Rondo went their separate ways. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, you got to listen to that dude or else you're going to be out of here. I don't care what you want with this team. He empowered Ime Udoka that way. And he looked those three dudes in the face and said, hey, man, you ain't won nothing. So what's next? right? Like after all the accolades, after the celebrations of all-star appearances, and you got your max deals, and this dude's got this hardware in his trophy case that nobody's ever going to see in a room that nobody goes to, what's next? Like there's certain, that's why we talk about the standards. That's why everybody's hard on LeBron, right? The man made it to 11 finals, right? And we're talking about what his career isn't. The standard bearers in the league, they set that standard, and Ime Udoka was a part of a standard-bearing culture in San Antonio. We don't give a damn about you being a Hall of Famer. Tim Duncan go get his ass busted in practice just like anybody else would. You know, then you find Kawhi Leonard, and you realize you got one of the best players in the game in your infrastructure, but nobody knows it yet. There's a standard that's set. So when Ime Udoka had his situation and had to move on, you hand it to
it's an interesting Bill phrasing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know.
Entanglement.
Bill Simmons, you know, calls him second row Joe. This is not a dude who was on the first row. He wasn't sitting next to anybody. This is the cat that was getting the quality control reports and handing it to somebody. So and Gelty made a great point on the pod, like asking him to do that. And it's a promotion. It's not a replacement either. Nope. So you're taking that guy from that role and having to put somebody else there. You're seeing those things happen. Like basketball games are lost a lot of the times before we see any ball being dribbled or anybody suiting up. Everybody knew that they were going to win game four for a reason.
While we're talking coaches here, and especially with Udoka being a big name that was out there, this coaching situation in the NBA right now is wild. It is wild, and I don't know how
it is.
It's certainly fun for us, and they get paid a lot of money to deal with this kind of instability in their professional lives. But man, the whims of ownership and the ability to just cut a check and move guys along. There's some big names out there, and there are some interesting decisions to be made. Who's the best possible hire remaining among the guys, the names, you know, Monty Williams,
Bud.
Nick Nurse, Bud.
You like Boone Hauser?
I think he's a hell of a coach.
And people aren't talking about Steven Silas either. Did Steven Silas become an idiot overnight?
No, Steven Silas got a raw deal.
Yeah,
is what happens.
Because he was supposed to
he was supposed to be coaching a completely different team.
A developmental coach.
No, he was
rather than a win now guy.
He was supposed to be coaching the team that had the stars. Remember what Houston was before they tore this thing down.
It was
Russell and James.
Right.
He was supposed to be getting that team. And then that offseason, he's like, hey, by the way, here go your 17-year-olds. So Steven Silas never got a chance to get off the ground floor, which, you know, we talk about a lot around the league about, you know, the NFL ain't the only place where brothers get the here's the crap job and we'll figure something else out when you aren't here anymore, when these guys like Jalen Green and Jabari Smith have grown. But Steven Silas is a good coach. Hell, I just mentioned Steve Clifford, I think, is a good coach.
I do too.
There's a
Monty
lot of
Williams.
Really good coach. You know, Monty Williams, this is when the expectations are high, you know what the deal is. Like, you don't win, you know, Kevin Durant's legacy over these last 3 or 4 years is what? Been swept. You know, we've been swept, toe on the line, changes Giannis' future if that toe is behind the line. Like, things happen just like that. So for us to, this coach is really good, and how did he get let go? We know the game. Like, if you won 56 games and you had a 63-win roster on your team, on your bench, then it's on you. If your best player no longer is feeling like it's working, that's on you. You got to keep it moving.
Was Silas Amori hired? That I got to look up. I don't know that he was.
I think Daryl was gone. Yeah, I think there was a year after.
And what we've been
and Daryl about to try to make. Hey, if Joel Embiid ends up a Clipper, don't be surprised because Daryl, you know, he ain't Clint Capella. You ain't running. You know, if Mike D'Antoni is the hire in Philadelphia,
right,
which, you know, there's some people that I trust that feel that he's going to get a strong look because Daryl Morey is his guy. James Harden ain't messing around asking for $200 million and opting out for no reason. Like, you got to watch the way the board is being played. So if the Bulls are sitting out here with trade assets,
you're beating me to my next question.
Rafael Stone hired.
Yeah.
And it isn't just trade assets. It's also, are any of these coaches worth firing Billy Donovan to hire?
That's the question. Like, that now becomes the question to me is look at who's available. And I don't think I didn't think about it when Doc became available because Doc was available the first time at the same time.
Yeah, and Doc's got some spots on his resume as well. But, you know, I think that Doc Philadelphia situation is squarely on the shoulders of the players. I mean, at some point, if you got a bad knee, I could dig it, but you're going to have to
the amount of attempts.
You have to slap somebody to get the ball.
The like
Joel Embiid,
attempts,
Joel right, Embiid yeah. went out his last couple of games in a way that everybody who was on the Jokic Joel Embiid conversation, there's people who feel like they won that because of the postseason. Like Doc Rivers can't look at Tobias Harris and tell him, "Hey, be aggressive. You know, you're getting paid this much money." Can't look at James Harden and say, "Hey, why is this happening every other game?"
Because I'm old and I'm fat. Well, okay.
For Embiid to call out everybody else and say it wasn't him and James, when he and James didn't even attempt a normal amount of shots for one person, much less combined,
yeah. it's a little
that
lame.
Was unacceptable.
It's a little lame.
And, yeah. You know, it's funny you talk about, like, for example, the Celtics. Tatum's fourth quarter numbers and the shot attempts in the fourth quarter for the first two games are indicative of why they lost.
Yeah, number threes.
I mean,
Tatum is the analytics darling. It's threes, freeze, and layups. The problem is, it don't have to be that hard. You're 6'10". You get anywhere you want. You be Kevin Durant if you want, right? Like, there's a way that Jason Tatum plays, and it's all the Kobe school guys, all of them, where the shot attempt won't defeat me. I'm gonna beat the shot attempt. So I'm going to find it. And you look at how many threes he takes, his total shot number. If Jason Tatum takes, what, 18, 19? And this is off the top of my head.
Right.
If he takes 18, 19 shots a game, I promise you 6 or 7 of them are threes. So now we're dealing with a slim margin for error in terms of where you get in your other points.
Well, right? Too many of his other stuff is a long actual identical Kobe fade from 20.
He trained with Kobe. Like these,
right, but his footwork's identical.
Yeah, he's and I'm not saying he's Kobe, but he's 6'10", man. Like he's a terrific defender, but in those elimination games when it's, you know, when the game is dictating to him what he has to do, he goes out there and does it. Like I think if the Celtics win this next game, I think they're going to win the 7th game. But
I think it
was the Heat are mangled right now. Caleb Martin's knee exploded in front of us like Giannis did a couple years ago. And we're like, what's going on here? Like, why is he not in the wheelchair right now? Like,
not having Gabe Vincent makes them noticeably different.
That's going to be a $50 million player. Like Max Strus, all these developmental dudes. And you guys got a break, by the way. You guys got a break.
Well, right. Can you finish your thought about?
No. There are hard outs here at the Score.
Well, no, you finish on the other side. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. I got 2 hours on the meter downstairs.
Because of the spit take.
Yeah. There are hard outs here at the Score now. I've been mangling clocks for 16 years. I apologize to everybody.
There'll be clocks.
See how you do it?
But did
now
you
hear, back to Russian porn box.
No, did you hear the Vanderbilt baseball broadcast?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, we're going
to. See, this
to,
is the thing that
now
I
we
miss.
Have to get a break.
I don't get the everyday. The
all-timer.
Oh, yeah?
Jay, this is an all-timer.
Yeah?
You may not recover by the time we come back from break.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't
get in trouble here.
It's
so
not appropriate to play on the air.
I'm about to say, I almost had like an HR nightmare. Like,
no.
I got a little bit of pee came out just now. Like, am I going to get in trouble?
For those of you who don't know, Jason and I had to take a mandatory in-person HR training class with 100 other people at NBC.
Was it worse than being next to Terry at one of those?
It was about the same.
Because I mean.
Oh, yeah. Jason, they don't want me to
Jason
answer those questions. If Joe walks over to Rhonda and asks to rub her shoulders, what should Rhonda do?
That was actual.
And Terry would be like, I tell you what Rhonda should do. She should get her reach around. Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
I just kept laughing with my head in my hands. And I'm like, we're the ones they
yeah. Why
like,
would you put me in this meeting?
We're the troublemakers.
Yeah.
Like, we're the ones who are the problem.
And also, I equated it to the story. Remember when the David sunflower seeds people came in with those giant buckets of sunflower seeds and they put the sunflower seed, but it was a giant, it's like a 4 or 5 gallon bucket of sunflower seeds.
It was a baseball bucket. Yeah.
They put it on the desk and they're, you know, we're sitting here, we got to talk about this. And I'm like, oh, I'm a child. This isn't going to work. They put it down. It has a disclaimer on it and it has a baby climbing the bucket and it says, keep this away from your kids. And immediately I'm like, which stupid baby climbed in here and you know, didn't have a good outcome that you had to put this on here. That's how I feel about all these HR meetings. Like, which one of these sex deprived animals who have insecurities and don't know no shame can't stop putting their hands on the women at the workplace? Like, what are we doing here?
Right,
Tom, get it together so I don't have to sit here for 2 hours.
Which manager in the middle of a meeting is like, so what do you think of my scrotum?
Right. Like, what are we? What unbridled curiosity leads you to commit these sins? You know, I'm sitting there like, when can I get downstairs so I can get the vibes going? I'm answering questions about Joe and Rhonda. Hey, figure it out, Joe. Stop being Joe.
Fire
this man. Yeah. Why is he still working?
Get
here?
His football information and get him out of here.
Is he the stupid baby that climbed into the bucket of sunflower seeds? Like, did he fail up? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry to hear that we've lost another baby. Was it sunflower seeds again?
They're okay.
Of course it was. What else could it possibly have been? Okay. We got more.
So it was fun.
More next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
And we set the tone from start to finish, and we had a great team win. We hit shots, and they let us get two, so don't let us get another one.
Okay. All right. Fine. I don't know.
Jason saw the video.
Yes. Man. Yes.
That's
a malaprop for you.
Yo. Like, shout out to equal opportunity.
And
right?
Words of wisdom. Yes.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I don't know that. I don't have experience with trying to turn one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I came with one. Batteries included.
I'm not volunteering for the procedure.
No, I'm cool.
But yeah. I mean, if it's an endorsement,
the blackening of it.
If it's an endorsement deal,
hey, man.
Right?
I mean,
if there's
the lighter my skin get, the higher my credit goes. So maybe if you If you turn yours a different way, maybe it's the third act of your marriage. Maybe, you know.
Trading
you know?
Places 2 is very interesting.
It's right here. We did it already. It wasn't.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
I'm feeling good.
I am not as curious about the sequel as I probably
Oh, yeah, the remake? Me and Danny? Me and Bernsie? Yeah, that would be fun. Or we could do one more damn 48 hours. You know, because it was another 48 hours that they did the second time run. That's that child support run. You can always tell. Like Wild Hogs.
Child support.
Yeah, lines. Like Wild Hogs. You look at that and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. This is child support money right here. This is.
Or it's like Fifth House.
Right. Or Divorce House.
Right, or a yacht.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the yacht movie. Yeah. Although the one thing.
So what do you call Fast and the Furious, whatever we're on?
So
then?
Have you heard Ludacris talk about this? He said the other day on All the Smoke podcast, he was like, this is the dumbest question I keep getting asked in every press junket, every radio row. Why another Fast and the Furious? And Ludacris, you know, with his beautiful teeth, skin gleaming, you know, hair perfectly braided, outfit looking like it just came off the hanger, he goes, we make $1 billion a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He goes, there are men in suits who go into a room and put together a $175 to $215 million movie budget. And 6 months later, they have $1 billion on their bottom line. So he goes, we going to keep making these bitches. We going to keep making them. Y'all go, I have never seen one. I've never seen any of them. I kind of got into the lane when the Tokyo Drift one came out. And I was like, oh, it's already too far into it for me. And I don't want to see cars going sideways down, you know, tight spaces in San Francisco for 3 hours. That's not my vibe.
I mean, right? That is to me.
Like, I've never seen any of the John Wicks. I haven't seen a lot of
the John Wick movies are so good.
I know.
I saw one of the John Wick.
We're in different lanes in our life where, you know, I don't seek out trauma unless it's real anymore. So
thank
I watch
you. Life is scary enough.
Yeah, I watch docuseries and I'm like, oh, that sucks. And it's real, right? Like, I'll never forget. I picked a summer day. It was one of the best and worst decisions I've ever made in my life. And I always watch things late. So I picked a summer day in Chicago, beautiful outside, 80 degrees, sun shining. And I was like, you know what, Jay? It's time to give 12 Years a Slave a run.
Dude.
And I watched it. And for the next 2.5 hours, I was like, damn. Like, why did I do that to myself? Like, I knew this happened. I've studied about these things. I've talked to people whose grandfathers and grandmothers went through these things. Why did I pick July 9th on a beautiful day in the city of Chicago?
Go to the Holocaust Museum next.
Right.
Holocaust Museum.
No. I'm not going to watch, you know, Keanu Reeves shoot things up for 2.5 hours, 4 different times. You know, that's just not my vibe right now. Maybe down the road it'll be, but not now.
Lawrence and I had a discussion about how you learn a lot about people by knowing how many Fast and Furious movies they've watched. and it actually started at NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys, Justin Forsley, was talking to me about, or Michael Forsley was talking to me about how many times they've gone to space. I was calling Forsley, so I was
Fast and Furious has gone to space?
Yeah. Forsley told me that they went to space.
Really?
In space.
So let me ask y'all this.
Forsley, I always was like, Forrest, it's not real. And I'm like, that's... So he was telling me the whole plot, and I was like...
You know it's not real.
Right, but I'm like, but we still watch.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And like, Vin Diesel's white T-shirt never gets dirty.
Well...
Even though he catches people midair, like... But then you...
I want to say something.
Don't.
Okay. Yeah. Vin Diesel's T-shirt stays clean, at least.
Yeah. Diesel's partners.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to illustrate the suspension of disbelief here.
So can I ask y'all this?
I'm sorry that I stumbled into a previous midday show.
Are y'all trying to leave us? Everybody's going to space. Everybody, I saw on MSNBC the other day that there's like the first private space mission with this person and that person. And it's like $250,000 a pop now to go up there for like 2.5 minutes and drop down and finding water and oxygen on different spots. And I'm like, Are y'all out here colonizing the galaxy?
Yeah, you know what this is?
Y'all out here,
have you guys
you
seen,
about to leave us?
Like, have you guys seen Snowpiercer? Have
yes! Yes!
No. This is what they're trying to do. This is Snowpiercer.
With the little the cubes of brown gruel that everybody's eating to find out that it's
made up of moths.
This thing is going to collapse on itself sooner rather than later.
And moths.
And all the rich people are going to be up in space.
You know what's cool about
that
scene?
Didn't we do that with Interstellar or something? Like, didn't that happen with Interstellar? Like,
They were going off to find a new planet to move humanity to because what we're doing to Earth now is ruining it.
So it's Waukegan.
Yes. So in Snowpiercer, the guy, do you remember the guy that was making the black moth jelly?
Yeah,
do you remember the guy?
No.
Like the strange
sort I of saw that movie.
Somewhat cross. You know what? There's an Easter egg in there. The actor who plays that cross-eyed guy who's manufacturing the bug jelly is the same actor who played one of the bug scientists in Silence of the Lambs. One of the guys staring at the death's head moth, remember?
Same
dude.
And they did it for the seven people like Bernsey who would like realize and recognize that.
Same
See?
Dude.
Everybody's got an entry access point, man. Everybody. That's why you throw everything out there.
I thought that was super cool.
And then you get a guy who's got a 50,000 watt blowtorch who brings it up to the masses. Now they have been put on.
I thought that was cool.
That's dope.
Aren't billionaires just the ones trying to figure out how much better they are than everybody else?
They're just the smartest criminals.
Right.
But they're not that smart.
But that's them trying to...
some of them are, but
some
not
of
all.
Them are.
But that's them trying to separate themselves from population in new and different ways.
Yeah, but that's I mean, I mean, that's the goal, you know? I stopped going to the Taste of War a long time ago.
You gamed our system for yourselves. Now you got to do something else. So now you got to create a new Earth.
But
good luck
with that.
But the
Taste became sort of more populist instead of elitist. So then they created the like elite food thing where people go and show up and there's the wine pairings and all that.
What's the elite food
thing? I forgot what it's called. It's like Chicago Gourmet something. But you got to remember, when Taste first started, it was fine dining restaurants.
Like it's amazing.
It was really amazing. With Channel 2, I'd be out there the entire week, you know, fetching food for everybody and rolling up cables and stuff.
It was fun times.
Yeah, I used to go to the Arnie's when Arnie's had the
Arnie's?
Arnie's had the beef tenderloin sandwiches.
Two Americas right now, two Chicagos. I thought, and the texters who are out there, maybe the 17% of y'all
Arnie
who understand.
Arnie's
represents something different in the culture. South suburb establishment.
Okay.
Yeah, where you can stimulate the local economy.
A place
called Arnie's.
Well, no, this
unfinished
is,
basement
but,
where
but Arnie's
cigarettes
but
burns and bullet holes.
No, this was nice Arnie's with the beef tenderloin sandwiches with the horseradish.
There's some tenderloin in Arnie's.
I bet. But do you remember what Edna's Soul Food used to give you for like four tickets?
Yeah.
You would get.
You'd get a Thanksgiving dinner.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Where other places you get like a tiny sandwich.
Yeah, portion control has never really been something that we've mastered.
You'd go to Edna's and it would be like a braised beef short rib.
Peach cobbler.
Greens.
Mm-hmm.
You got a choice of two sides. And I would get the black eyed peas, the greens, and then you'd get a dessert.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Good to go.
Huh? That sounds perfect.
Birdsy got to have Birdsy had a black meal for like 30 minutes and was like, let's get it now. Where are the cables
at? What was the other one? Smothered chicken?
Yeah.
I've never been a fan.
I've never been a fan. Well, you know, this is how they get in trouble. This is how they get in trouble. They. It's us. Is that what we call it?
Okay.
For the human race, Danny.
Smothered chicken. I said they meaning Edna's.
No, you meant they.
No, I meant the restaurant.
No, you meant they.
Is that what those people call their chicken?
The capital they. No.
Edna's.
I missed this show.
I think Edna's called it smothered chicken.
The taste was cool. We used to go to the Taste. Me and my buddy Jerry Brown. Shout out to Jerry. You know, his son, the son of former defensive coordinator for the Northwestern Wildcats, Jerry Brown.
Oh, that's your guy.
Yeah, that's my man. We used to go to the Taste, you know, jump on the train, try to get a couple phone numbers that we wasn't going to do nothing with, come back home, you know, 25, 30. But now.
I gave him my phone number.
Yeah, that's what we were on. And then it just, you know, we went there to eat. We went there to hang out. And then all of a sudden, everybody, you got these funny faced babies walking around and
climbing to the sunflower seeds.
Everything just feels like poverty and food and just, you know, it's, you know what it is? The taste for, So what the boat show and the car show is to white people, the taste used to be for us, right? So we go out there and go hang out, and then you'd be like, wait a minute, this is getting
and now
a
it's,
little...
Yeah, I got NASCAR.
Yeah. Shout out to NASCAR, though. Are you guys doing anything for when they're here?
Leaving. Yes, so if that counts as doing something, yes. But my favorite taste memory, I
Cowboy St. Patrick's Day for the whole weekend.
I was doing a show with Norm Van Leer, and that's when we had the box. Like, they had us actually in like a press box thing. Mm-hmm. We'd climb up into it, we'd do a show, so we could see over everything. We were sort of presiding over everything. That's the
Cameron,
where, that's
Cameron the, outdoors.
That's where McNeil almost got in a fight. Should I fight that guy? I said,
yes.
No, you shouldn't fight
this
that
is probably
guy.
Best
and this is
that
HR training
around.
With Jason and me.
And then, so it's the skies open up. It is a cloudburst, like a microburst. Like, it is absolutely dangerous. Lightning cracking all around us. There's hail on and off, and we're just
frogs.
We are ducking for cover. We're ducking for cover, and everybody just, and all of a sudden, I see two people skipping, happy as clams, running. It's Bill Jouse and his wife.
Running
and they're
through the rain.
And they're soaking wet with
the rain.
Huge smiles on their faces. And I yell for them, I go, Jouse!
Get up!
Right? Get out of that!
Lightning's coming!
And he looks at me and goes, there's no lines!
Oh, he was so happy that he was free of not having to wait.
There were no lines.
And his wife was also happy.
Kenny, his lovely wife, Kenny. And
he found somebody.
And they
his
were
life partner. His
soulmate.
Oh, his
absolute soulmate.
You want to talk about soulmates?
That is some goals.
Oh, Bill.
When
Bill
you can run around
wife.
In the rain with your lady and get free turkey, well, not free, but turkey legs on demand.
Yes.
And she doesn't care either?
The two of them would tailgate before Bears games he was covering on the road. Mm. I would be in. I was in Mile High Stadium in Denver, and I'm walking in,
that.
And he's standing wow. outside with like this little grill eating, and he and his wife are eating chicken. And he's like, "You want some chicken? Like, are you tailgating? Like, aren't you covering the game?" And he's like, "Yeah," but he would fly out and like he'd make a busman's holiday of it with his wife because they could.
Hey man,
Jason,
don't.
But I'm like, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, not well, you know. You know, like when I see, I hear things with different ears. So when I hear that your old lady is coming with you on the road to work, that means that there was a stupid baby in a bucket incident.
Oh.
wait. Yeah, exactly.
That it resulted in something nice.
No more business trips for you.
Hey, man, Sam Mitchell gave me a sage piece of advice when I was in Atlanta. He said to me, he's like, hey, man, I take my lady everywhere I go. And I go, oh, that's cool. That's cool. He goes, can't get in trouble that way. And he just kept it at that. He just kept it at that. And I'm like, damn. like I had, you know, when you get that Matrix moment or that moment where it's like, oh, that's what your old cats are on? Okay, I got it. I got it. Still haven't quite learned that. But
it's not the best. There was a coach in the CBA. A former
Bill Jouse with a little mini Weber.
former NBA player who is a CBA coach. I don't know if I've ever told this before. When his team would leave for a road trip, he would go to the airport with the team.
Oh!
And then the team would go on the road, and he wouldn't.
Oh!
And he would go to a different apartment than his regular apartment
do his thing.
And spend his time. And then when the team would get back, he would meet them at the airport mm-hmm. and get on the bus.
Yeah. Shout out to all the side chicks who have kept marriages together for all these years.
Real
yeah.
Because it wasn't televised.
Science.
It was. Nobody really kind of knew. And the assistant would coach the game.
Hey,
and
it's like Omar in The Wire, where he told his grandmother he worked at the airport because that was the only place he knew she wouldn't check. You know what I mean? Like, you tell somebody you work at the airport, they're coming to visit you at work? What's going on here? You know? There's a... Wow. This is quite the conversation that just happened here.
Just
and
me,
we got to break again.
It made me. It reminded me of that meme that's like, men with careers and families have time and wives have time for affairs. Don't let anybody tell you that guy doesn't have time for you.
Hey, man.
And it just hit.
The Jokic meme that's going on right now, where he puts his wedding ring in his shoe every game, and it's like he's doing this in the finals, and your man don't even have time to text you back. It's like, oh, we're creating more unbalanced relationships out here. There you go. Good job, social media. It's working.
Pour one out in the pandemic for all the all the people who actually had to live their real life daily marriages.
Man, I know.
Just being with somebody you hate every single day in the house with the baby that you kind of don't like. Because like, we've been lying about our kids for years.
Baby.
Yeah, we've been lying. Like, they're tiny terrorists. You know, we love them. But sometimes you're like, I don't really like you right now. You got to be in that confined space with them. You're looking at them like, man, once this thing lifts, I am out of here. You see, like, Brian, do you know the Brian McKnight story? You know who Brian McKnight is, the R&B singer.
Do right? I ever sure. cross your mind?
Do I? Yeah.
Anytime.
He is completely disavowed his relationship with his previous family, and he's moved on to a new family, so much so that he's named his third son Brian Jr., and there's already a Brian Jr. Like he's looked
like
at,
it's a reboot?
Yes! Yes,
he's rebooting the franchise.
Yeah. He's like, you know what?
He's recasting the roles.
That's some sociopath.
Yeah. He's like, hey, listen, my legacy now is with this family, that other one. It's been real. Thank you. So and detailed statements. And I'm just looking at it like, man, shout out to the pandemic.
I know three different situations. Three. These are people I knew, not famous people. Mm-hmm. Three people with whom we were in one way, you know, tangentially friendly. Where the guy had a separate family.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Do you know how many days. Times?
Like, I didn't. Like, yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Someone again.
You've only known three? Doug.
Three. Only known three.
But like, overseas in a different country.
Well, that's different kind of ball.
Traveled internationally for their jobs.
Yeah.
And it's like you find out later, oh, there's a whole other family in a different country.
Well, that's pre-social media, pre-phones and all that, you know, like. Your grandfather, by the way, anybody out here listening, your grandfather was a horrible person. Horrible. Because think about the times they grew up in. Like, think about the things you can get away with. Like, anybody who's looking at Pop like he's a dude that, oh, he's just got a little butterscotch in his pocket for me every once in a while. All right, go ask your grandmother if she's still here.
I don't
things
even,
that she put up with.
I don't
like,
even
why didn't
ask
you
about,
report James missing?
I don't even ask about my dad's childhood in Iran. Like, no,
no,
I'm not going to get
Mm-mm.
an accurate
I'm cool.
story
I'm good.
From anybody.
Thanks
His
for getting
brothers,
here.
Like, or cousins, no.
Mm-mm.
No answers.
Just tell me about the diseases and tell me what I got to look out for. Let's keep it moving. I don't need to know about what happened with you and moms when I was 2 or 3 years old and what slip-ups. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah,
no.
See, everybody was laughing at me, you know, for getting divorced at 30 because I got married too young. But I'll tell you this. Everybody who needed alcohol during the pandemic to cope, I would just like have fun on happy hours with water in a mug.
Yeah.
Didn't drink for 6 weeks.
Not me. I was
didn't
lit.
Didn't care.
I was
I
lit.
I just didn't care. I was like, I'm fine. I worked out more. I cooked more.
Yeah, you got your life together. Not me. 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 I was stimulating the local economy. I was taking care of a 3-year-old. I was trying to figure out what life was looking like on the other side of the pandemic. Messed around, fell in love. Like, there wasn't no water in a mug for me. It was brown liquor and marijuana.
This segment has been brought to you proudly by BetMGM.
Oh, shout out
the
to
king
another vice
of sports books. Please, please bet responsibly.
Oh, we're late for the 40
yeah,
segment.
Yeah, this is the 40 break.
Y'all should just keep me out
the
now.
The 38
y'all should
break.
Just keep me out now.
Whatever
I
it is.
Can't.
I
like,
haven't done
yeah.
anything that y'all tried to accomplish. I've done my best at promoting
yeah,
the pod.
Yeah, but you got to realize something.
This is the perfect holiday show.
It's Friday perfect. Before a 3-day weekend. One half of the city is already in Southwest Michigan.
Well, there you go.
Between here and just south of Grand Rapids. The rest of the city's in Lake Geneva and Sheboygan and everywhere else.
And the rest of the
Shout
city's going
to
be at the Cubs game where we're going after this.
Are y'all going to the Cubs game after
yeah.
this?
Yep.
If you're bored.
If I'm bored. I did do my pod last night, so I'm clean till Sunday. Jace is with his mom. Oh, no. I got to pick Jay up today. I almost forgot that I had to hang out with my son. So, yeah, I'm going to go pick up my son up and take a drive. But, man, Cubs game sounds good.
It's
sounds
okay
good. Maybe next week. Yeah,
tell
it's a long,
Jace
it's a long
we
summer.
Say hi.
Yeah, man.
Send best to Jace.
Yeah, man. You know, say, hey, you send my best to your Jay.
I will.
Yeah, man. That dude. So I haven't seen him in the flesh in so long. So in seeing the Instagram post, he doesn't post himself. So mm-hmm. when I saw the stuff from the pitcher's mound, I'm like, holy crap. Like, this is a grown-ass man. Like I remember Jason being a little dude. Little, like I don't see him and I haven't seen him in forever. So to see him is good.
That was his last high school game last night. That was it.
Dude, I know the kind of ride this has been for you, and I know the decisions you've made to make sure that you catch as much of his high school career as possible. So congratulations on getting through this first stage of life.
That's amazing. A little melancholy. There were pictures he wouldn't let me post after the game ended. I mean, he pitched brilliantly.
Had the wrong filter.
He pitched great, and it was he went out, his career ended on a high, even though we lost. He was a complete game, 2 earned runs, no walks, and everybody else left. And thanks to Oaklawn for hosting, it was a nice field, lovely. Their pitcher was brilliant. And everybody had left. And he said, I got to do this. And he went out to the mound. Well, he was the last guy on the field. And he went in his uniform and he went out and he stood on the mound and he put his feet on the rubber and he just stood there and looked around and just sort of had a moment to himself.
There you go.
And I took a bunch of pictures and he's like, don't you dare post those.
So he's talking to you like your wife talks to you.
And the only thing that he posted was a picture of himself and he said, it's been a great career. And I couldn't have done this. I don't know who the reference was, but all of his friends
was like, oh, I can't believe you did that in the comments.
Yeah, he said, usually you say you thank your coaches and you thank your parents. Uh-huh. He said, I couldn't have done this without Savion Flowers.
Who is that? Because I saw the response. I'm like, oh.
Savion Flowers.
Lil Burnsy just dropped a Burnsy.
Savion Flowers is the young man from Kenwood who is he's committed to, I think, Western Kentucky University, 6'5", 200 prospect, who hit a ball off of Jason. It is the longest home run ever hit at McGuane Park that has become something of local legend. And I told him, I said, I'm no longer your dad. I said,
you Brian McKnighted him. I said, we brought it full circle. I said, Burns is about to start his second family now.
I said, you have a new dad. I said, so that was the bit. Instead of thanking me and thanking his coaches or his parents or anything, he was sending that out to the guy that became his dad with one swing of the bat.
And now you will tell this story at his wedding. Oh. You feel me? This is why we do this, right? We do it to share, right?
Like yeah. So anybody shout can talk out, about shout these out sports. Savion Flowers and the city champion Kenwood.
Shout out to Kenwood.
They are the Mustangs.
Isn't that
Stallion?
Whitney Young is the Dolphins. Kenwood.
Everybody else is the Eagles. Brooks Eagles. Lindblom Eagles. Yeah. Jones Eagles.
Yeah. Shout out to Brooks too. I got my little cousins go there.
They're awesome.
Went to Notre Dame.
Brooks is awesome. Yeah. Their team is great. Soccer. The coach is great. Mm-hmm. The field is amazing. Yeah. Oh, that whole facility they've got there is fabulous. Everybody loves that field.
Broncos.
Excuse me. Yes, Kenwood Broncos. City champions.
Shout out to Kenwood.
Great team. Some great players.
And shout out to Savion Flowers.
Yeah.
Honestly, that dude sounds awesome.
For Jason Bernstein, the way you supposed to. You feel me? Huh? Shout out to JB, man. I love that case. Thank you all for letting me hang out.
Are you kidding?
Go about the rest of my day, try to figure out how I can stay out of trouble.
I was perfectly happy listening to Bernstein Gah. I got paid for this today. Hey, suckers.
Hey, isn't it love? Like somebody came after me last night on Twitter. Oh, you got let go of my ass. I'm like, man, you gotta understand something though. Like, still love over there. Right? I still got a bunch of people that I care about here and all that other stuff. And my side gig pays me a lot of money. So I'm cool. Like, I like hanging out with y'all. I like what y'all doing here. So
it's cool to see how I enjoy being a part of the media crew here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like especially the past few years, it's been extra facilitated
right,
positive.
Wait, we're late for all the breaks, and we have a guest.
The mics are on. My bad.
I was just saying how much I like people.
Yeah, so we didn't do high noon.
Burnsy had to, get it back to where it was.
No, it's our fault.
It's too emotional.
No,
but
like Jim Margulis, I don't want to be rude to our guest who's waiting for us. Going, when is the hell is he going to be? It's going to be like 10 minutes before he's on.
Jason's like getting ready to leave now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Jim Margulis. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.